Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
They're intentionally walking Josh Reddick now. Oh, that one doesn't stand a chance to stick around. Wow. Up and over us onto the train track.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
That's what you get for disrespecting Robinson Chirinos. That's what you get, Cleveland.
He's been a nice little...
Yeah, he has. He's come up with some big hits already.
Yeah, he has.
It's good for him. Yeah. No. He's been a really... Hey, dude, you don't... That dude is tough to run on. He's a good pickup. I like him better than Machete.
Oh, yeah. He catches. And that's one of the things that I think is neat.
About a catcher?
Is his ability to catch. That's like... You know, Twitter on the draft, they always find this pet player who everyone gets on board, draft Twitter, you know, the draft Knicks, and they're like, this guy's so amazing. This year is this wide receiver named Akeem Butler from Iowa State. Now, he had 17 drops over the last 2 years, which is high, 12 this year, which is a lot, which is a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
And
well, the Texans drafted Will Fuller with 10.
Have you seen where Lance Zierlein has Akeem Butler? We see where he has Kelvin Harmon, rah, 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 rah. And this is why he can't catch. So you fall in the fourth round when you can't catch. I bring that up because Tony says, Concept Mayhem says, can we talk about how Clint grew feet for hands in the fourth quarter, looking like year one Will Fuller out there in the lane? Clint, how about the jump, the blind bounce pass, which is actually a really good interior pass from James? He gets it. And just lets it sit there for Draymond to grab it and tie him up for a jump ball.
It's don't bounce past the ball to Clint Capella under the basket.
Everything should only be a lob.
No, that's right. Don't bounce. That's rule number one. Didn't you tell your own son?
I told Snacks.
You don't bounce pass to a big man.
No, I told him don't give it to a big man who's coming down on the break on the run. He doesn't know what to do.
That's okay. He bounced past it. Don't bounce
past.
But
he's right under the basket.
You don't. Listen, what's going to happen when you bounce? First of all, either Clint Capella's not going to catch it.
How much does he make again?
Or he's not going to be able to bring it up because Draymond Green is draped all over.
How much does he make again?
I don't care how much he makes. Don't bounce. Don't throw a bounce pass to him.
He had it. It was
that's
a good pass.
No, that's on James.
Go up strong. Stop
don't
being
do that.
Sam
just throw
Tarly.
It in the air.
Stop being Samwell Tarly in the paint. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
you know, he was scared yesterday. So, okay, we left off with Charles Omenihu. What do you think of him in the fifth round? How about Texas dominating the draft again?
They didn't dominate the draft again.
Texas is back, folks, with a draft pick.
Okay, number one.
Texas is back.
You see this? That is not Kahale Warren. He does not have hair like that, so that's not even him in that picture that the ESPN has. That's the wrong tight end for San Diego State.
Disrespectful.
I do like Kahale Warren a lot. I think he's got a chance to be a really good tight end.
I've heard Waring. Is it Waring or Waring?
Well, it's Warring.
I know, but I've heard Waring.
I think those people are fools.
Okay.
I think it's Warren. Well, Charles Omenihu, this is where he should be drafted, fifth round. There was a lot of
now the
ridiculous
upside there,
numbers.
He's with the body type.
So here's what he is. He's a sub-package
probably third down guy. This says Sarah Barshop, who covers the Texans, says he will compete with Angelo Blackson and Joel Heath. Nah, not really. He's not a defensive tackle. In fact, one of his weaknesses is he can't hold his ground. Like, if you watch the Oklahoma game, when somebody blocks him on an angle, he doesn't bend well enough to anchor and to create leverage, so you can just put him on skates and roll him right out of there. Like, that's not hard. So his whole thing is you want him rushing, you want him using those 36-inch arms, and you want him getting up the field. Where he could, on the high side, he could be maybe Deatrick Wise, who has turned into a nice player for the New England Patriots, who didn't have great sack production at Arkansas, came into New England, and he's a 36-inch arm guy who is a big, powerful guy, who's actually very similar body type to Charles
Amenihu. Are
the Texans
going to send him to New England to learn how to rush the passer?
No, we've got New England stuff here. What are you talking about? This is New England-y.
Okay.
I'm sorry, where did Romeo Crennel once coach?
I don't know. Just asking.
What about Mike Vrabel? Nice, what about Mike
Vrabel? Wouldn't it be great if Belichick would take him in for a summer?
And then, well, so if this was like the Premier League, Dell, we could loan him to, we could send him out on loan to the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Although usually Chelsea and Man City, Man U, they don't really take in loan players. They send out players because they got so much talent.
How about Xavier Crawford?
So I like Xavier Crawford a lot at pick 195. I think he's more of a fifth round corner. He's got a chance to be outside or maybe even play some from the slot. I think he'll come in right away and be your cornerback five. He'll make the team. And then I think he's a guy that could work his way up into reps by maybe not this year with the veterans they have, but maybe by next year. I thought that was a really good pick in the sixth round. I was very happy with him. And then Cullen Gillespie. He is. We talked to him before the season started. I didn't think he was draftable, but he's a really good special teams player. He's still learning as a fullback. He was only there for 1 year. So I think the Texans view him as a big-time special team or a core special teams guy who can be an ace like a Brian Braman. And then I think they're just going to try to develop him as a fullback and see what they can get out of him as a fullback. So good for the local guy. There's a couple of guys that I really liked from the Texans undrafted list.
Who?
One of them is Drew Lewis from Colorado. I had a pretty decent grade. Like, I had a sixth-round grade on Drew Lewis. He came from Colorado. His dad is Will Lewis, who was a personnel guy at Seattle and Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he was a big-time, you know, he's a guy that's been in the league as a personnel guy. So Drew is an intelligent player. He's a very good athlete. He's got good speed. He's a great workout warrior. And he just needs to get bigger and get stronger. Johnny Dixon, wide receiver from Ohio State, extremely fast, bad route runner, very good gunner on special teams. Caron Higdon. Okay, you just got your backup running back from Michigan, Caron Higdon. He had an injury, which dropped him out of the draft. If not for that, he's probably a fourth or fifth round pick. Caron Higdon will make the team, I will predict, and Caron Higdon could end up getting some carries at some point just because he's a no-nonsense downhill back. He's not special. But he's just tough. And if you tell him to, we want the ball right here between these tackles. What he does is he gives Deontay Foreman competition. Foreman's a lot bigger than Higdon. Higdon runs like he's 225, but he's not. He's actually smaller.
Ran for 1178, 5.3 yards per carry.
Yeah, the Texans like Demarie Crockett from Missouri. I don't know him. I didn't write him, so I don't know him. Jamal Davis is a workout machine from Akron. Edge rusher who's developmental. Tyron Johnson, I remember I asked you about him from Oklahoma State. I ended up writing him up. He is a speedster.
Came from LSU.
Yeah. But yeah. I really like Drew Lewis as the guy.
Johnson's got a shot.
No, yeah, I think so. And it's Steven Lewis, wide receiver from NC State. So, Dell, do you remember him? He got hurt. I didn't even remember him being – I didn't think he was in this year's draft. I thought Steven Lewis had got another year of eligibility. He was a wide receiver that I thought I was going to have to write up, but he got hurt. And so he didn't even – I don't think he even played this year, Steven Lewis. But he's got some size. I didn't even know the Texans signed him. I was kind of surprised by that. Do you remember him from NC State?
I don't recognize the name at all.
What about Malcolm Prigione, Pablo's brother?
Yeah, no, they're not. they're actually not related.
They're not.
Malcolm and Pop, and it's not Prigioni. It's just, I think it's Prigion.
It could be Prigioni, and it could be Pablo's brother.
I don't think
that. And he could talk like this. Hey.
I don't think. Hey, you guess what? I'm going to block you into the ground. You come into my gap, I'll put an A gap on you and then a B gap on your woman.
He sounds like Frank, who called into the show. Remember Frank called in, Del?
That is similar, yeah.
Yeah, they...
Frank from Detroit.
Frank.
Who was a big French, Pablo, Francisco...
Molinari fan.
Molinari.
They all sound the same.
Yeah, they do. Those people all sound the same, don't they? Yeah. 813 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Any questions that you have or you want to say something about the Texans, Game of Thrones, Rockets, Astros. We haven't even talked about the Astros. We did have the Player of the Week, though. Robbins Brothers Player of the Week. You're right. That was a woo-wee. Everybody partying in the streets after that big win last night.
I party in the streets when I go down to Angleton. As a matter of fact, I got to take my wife's car down to Angleton and get some service on that. That's not where we purchased it, and she's got an older vehicle, and it might be time just a little secret since she's not listening. It may be time to get her a new car. I think that's what we're going to do. And so I just go over to Lance E Cars. I've already done this and looking for a vehicle, and I found a tremendous demo vehicle that I thought would be great for my wife. And that's the thing. They've got demo vehicles, new car specials, service and parts specials, accessories, new tires. That's under the special section. For finance, there's a wide variety of information that you can get from the finance. And when you go to LanceZCars.com, you are going to see their entire inventory in stock. So once you go to Lance Z Cars, right now they have 292 vehicles in stock. The 2018 model year closeout's going on. They got huge markdowns on a variety of vehicles, but the 2018 trucks are what they are focusing on right now. So go get your brand new truck, 2018, at deep, deep discounts. It's under the new vehicle specials. And if you are a pickup truck guy, whether it's the GMC Sierra pickup truck or the Chevy Silverado, you're going to find unbelievably low deals right now on those 2018s as they move the brand new ones off the lot. Go to LanceZCars.com, LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. So, Dell, did you see Channel 13 had a story about all you nerds dressed? Did you dress up for Avengers Endgame?
No, I just went to go see the movie.
And it sucked?
No, it was good. I don't know why you think it sucked.
3 hours of suck.
Whatever.
Was it good? Were you satisfied?
I was going to say, much like the 8 to 11 block on this station. Yes. It was good. I liked it a lot. See, I know you like to call it a cartoon. I don't get your thought, but fine. Whatever. You do that. But there's some acting involved, and it hit the right emotional tone. The right people die. I'm not going to tell you who. The right people died, I think. Well, the right person died, as opposed to some other theories. Yeah. The person who died fit. It fit, and it helped the movie emotion. It's emotional. Emotion. I'm sure it struck people quite a bit, because for some people, they've been following this thing for 10 years now. It's been this part of the Avengers, or this part of the Marvel Universe, has been around since 2009. So for some people, 21 movies.
Should I spoil it for everybody who died?
If you want to be LaShawn McCoy, sure, go ahead.
I haven't even seen the movie, and I don't know who died, but I'm going to tell you who it is.
Well, that's on you. I will neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. I'm going to bet it's Tony Stark, because Robert Downey Jr. didn't want to be in it anymore.
It could be Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, be Captain Marvel, Brie Larson. I don't know. If people care about that, they can go watch if they haven't seen it already.
Those people need work more than...
No, Brie Larson's an Academy Award winner. She doesn't need the work.
She needs the work.
She doesn't need the
work. Yeah. Well, it's such an unbelievable role, they should have killed her anyway.
That's your opinion, Lord of the Rings nerd. But we can't trust you guys.
No, listen.
Because you think
could they have killed Frodo? No, thank
they
you.
They should have.
No.
Frodo's a bitch. Okay.
Wow. Frodo's a hero we all needed.
No, he's not. He punked out at the end.
No.
He punked out.
No, he threw the ring.
No, he did it.
Well,
Gollum had to bite his finger for it to fall into
thank
the fire.
You. But he got him there.
Frodo's a punk.
He gave him a ride.
Frodo is Elimination James.
When he got there, he couldn't finish?
He couldn't finish, yeah. Elimination Frodo is what he is.
No, he did finish, though.
He didn't.
Saved the world.
No, he didn't.
Got a little help. Oh, it's about time Chris Paul Frodo actually helped out.
No, Gollum is Chris Paul.
Yeah, Gollum is Chris Paul. Helped him out. Won the game. Thanks.
My hobbits. Hobbits. That's who Chris Paul is when it comes to the ring. Chris Paul's been searching and struggling for a ring for quite a bit. He is Gollum.
Oh, I'm watching Arya again. Wow. 713-78. Speaking of nerds,
by the way,
I'm watching Arya again.
Dell doesn't know this story. I know you're a low key nerd because you're Game of
it
Thrones
ain't low key.
And Lord of Rings. They're all the way nerds, him and Raheel, because it's all three. They hit,
all of them.
I don't care about Lord of the Rings.
Star Wars.
They're part of the 1.2 billion.
I don't care about Lord
you
of the Rings.
You watched them
Endgame.
All?
Endgame.
I watched
Endgame,
but I don't.
All the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, because they came out 10 years ago. Yeah, I think I've seen them all.
I couldn't, my wife's
like
texted
two
me.
A year.
Like, I think I'm going to Endgame today. I said, what? This is on Friday. She tells me this. Yeah, Maddie's got my daughter's in some theater thing. It's going to take 3 hours or whatever. She goes, so I think I'm going to go to Endgame. I said, why are you? That's not your kind of movie. Have you even seen any of them? She said, yeah, I like Black Panther and I like Captain Marvel. I said, I didn't even know you went to Captain Marvel. She goes, yeah, I took Maddie. I said, okay. I said, so you just gone to those two and you're going to go see Endgame.
Well, she saw Iron Man. Everybody saw Iron Man. No?
No, because the first text I get is, I get a text all of a sudden, what's the deal with Iron Man? What do you mean, what's the deal with Iron Man? What does that even mean? And I immediately realized, like, oh my God, am I about to get this? And then she got, Hulk is so stupid. The Hulk character is so dumb.
He's a monster. Of course he's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I won't give it away in this movie. It's like, I mean, if
he dies.
No, he doesn't die. If you thought the Hulk was unrealistic before, it's even now we've got intelligent Hulk.
No.
Let's just say
Hulk got smart like Rocky.
He didn't get smart, but if
Hulk made beard.
But if you watch Thor Ragnarok, you could see the development where obviously now Hulk had like a nice haircut. He had a modern haircut, and he was talking a little bit. That's even more the case.
I don't know.
He's not just bash, bash, bash. He's now like, well, actually.
Oh, now he's well, actually, Twitter?
Yeah, he's Bruce. Well, he's almost more Bruce Banner than he is Hulk.
I just know my wife's tweeting me about Endgame or texting me about Endgame. I'm like, what's the deal with this character? I don't know. It's text Dell.
Yeah.
He knows please. That stuff.
No, don't text me.
Please text Dell.
Don't text me.
Text the old 97s guy.
Ooh. He knows. Hey, he ain't going to know. He didn't watch Endgame. He's got a real life, too. He's got a model wife. That guy's a model wife. If you have a wife who's a model, you think you're watching Endgame?
Probably. What else? Why not?
Actually, you're going to
probably.
You get sick. Of
probably.
You'll be like,
you got to get out.
Your
you
wife's
the
model.
House.
He's probably like, yeah. I've been hurting out.
Why do you think
that wears off after a while.
Yeah, you think I'm doing 200 dates a year because I love being home?
No. You're on the road a lot. Yeah.
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 Let's get Always Paul in here. He wants to talk about his Texans. Hey, Always Paul.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I was talking about the Texas O-line. Didn't they get they get one or two?
They got two.
Plus, they got a good blocking tight end.
They did. They got potentially a starting left, a starting right, and a tight end who can run block.
One of them will be a guard.
There's a decent chance. I think if one of them's a guard, though, they failed into guard. Like, start him out there to see. If Tytus Howard ends up a guard, I think it's a little bit of a disappointment.
But not Sharping. That wouldn't be a failure.
No, Sharping is – that would be understandable, Sharping.
Yeah, I mean, they just need serious help. I mean, those guys make a lot of money up there making these decisions and everything, and I'm just a guy that don't make hardly nothing. And I'm smart enough to know that they need to have a whole revamped O-line.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
The way it goes.
They know it.
You're right, and they started with two picks. They added two corners. One is more depth right now. One is, I think, I think Lonnie Johnson's going to get time right now. But you're right about that, Paul. You had to go get guys who could help you now. And that's one of the problems with the Texans. They had so many needs that they couldn't trade up, John. I don't think they felt like they could trade up because they had so many needs to fill.
Just like I said before, just like what I said when I called in before, they've got that quarterback running for his freaking life, man.
Oh, yeah. No. This isn't a secret. They know that.
Other than the 64, when he wasn't being sacked 64 times, yeah. He was running for.
I don't see why they don't. Why they can't figure out what to do about it, you know?
Well, they did. They went and drafted a couple of linemen. And they picked one up in free agency, kind of. Sort of.
Matt Khalil?
Ew.
Not really.
Kind of, I said.
I
didn't say they really did anything. I said, I just think that during free agency, they just all took off. They were on vacation. They just decided I don't think we're going to work this free agent period.
So Texans fans, because they hadn't heard of Titus Howard, were super upset. I mean, I thought it was a little early for him, but I expected it to happen. I had heard he was going to sneak into the first round. And tackles get pushed up.
But who cares? They booed J.J. Watt. Everybody hated the Dwayne Brown
pick. Because they didn't know J.J. Watt.
I know. So they don't know. Yeah, that's right. So they don't know him, so they all hate him. How do they know? How does anybody know?
Isn't that how the real
world
works?
These guys studied this forever, except during free agency period when everybody was off.
But why would Texan fan be any different from how the real world works? I don't know you.
I don't like you.
You're different. I hate you. It's the same thing.
Savages. Kenny was savages.
Just like,
barely even human.
Yeah, Titus Howard, you could be the greatest person in the world. I don't know you, so I don't like you.
Yeah.
You must be evil. I mean, they're not like us.
That you can't play well if you're from a small school. Teron Armstead is a really good tackle who came from like Arkansas State. That's not where you played your college ball. Does not mean if you play at a small school, it means the adjustment period could take longer. But I'm telling you, he went up against SEC West, Auburn, and shut their ass out. He was right tackle on that one. He's played right. He's played left. He played both of them at the Senior Bowl. I know there's a thought he can play guard. So they got two players with enough talent to upgrade their offensive line. I know that for a fact. But you don't draft, and I heard Jeff made a comment about, well, they need guys for right now. Anybody who drafts, like Cleveland Farrell doesn't have a lot of upside to me. He is kind of is who he is. So I was surprised that the Raiders drafted him fourth. But he was drafted. They want to change the culture in Oakland. So I get what they were doing. That's way earlier than I didn't hear. I didn't talk to any teams that I projected there. Most of them had him in the 20s into the early 30s. So Mike Mayock and John Gruden may have reached a little bit. They did it for a reason. They wanted to get a certain kind of guy in the locker room. And they wanted to get winners. Well, but you always draft not for what are you going to do right now. And this is hard for fans to get their hands, their heads around because they only care about what's about to happen in the next season. You draft for 3 years. What is this guy going to be in 3 years? And if you say a good starter, that's why they're drafting. If they think Titus Howard is going to be a plus starter or a good starter at a huge position of need, that's why they're drafting him. They're not drafting him for 1 year. You don't draft guys for 1 year. You want to get the best players you can. You want to be able to hit a double. Dwayne Brown, everyone knew he was going to take a little time. And he wasn't great his first year. He was just okay. But Dwayne Brown ended up becoming an all-pro. At one point, I thought he was the best left tackle in football. You draft for who they could become, not for who they are year one. That's kind of rare. The ones who do that are people who are trying to save their jobs. And the Texans don't have anyone trying to save a job right now. They're trying to build teams. Teams who try to save their jobs, GMs trying to save jobs, coaches, they draft like, who can help us right now? Because I don't care I need somebody who can help right now. And that's, you know, and when you draft like that, you don't typically draft to create a great roster. You're just trying to survive. That's never a smart move. Frankly, I don't know. I don't know that I could necessarily say that with Steve Keim. I mean, that wasn't drafting Kyler Murray is not a right now move. It's basically if we're going to have Cliff Kingsbury, we got to have Kyler Murray. I haven't seen it where it was that quiet before the draft in a long time. We weren't 100% sure.
Yeah.
The odds makers, it was kind of fluctuating, like they weren't sure for a while.
Well, we got some information last year. Otherwise, Baker was a surprise for a lot of people.
Baker was a surprise until early in the week. This week, it was day of the draft, and it hadn't.
No
reports had come out. Yeah. Like,
No.
The Arizona Cardinals are leaning towards, they didn't even do that. Like, Schefter or Rappaport didn't even have that. So I thought that was a little bit strange. By the way, word has it that Drew Rosenhaus got his face slapped by Juwan Taylor's mom. Juwan Taylor's mom was so pissed off that she didn't get, as soon as Titus Howard got drafted ahead of her son, she slapped Drew Rosenhaus in the face more than once. They had to pull her off of him. And yeah. Juwan Taylor's mom lost it on draft
day. Why couldn't that have been
Jeff? I heard that from three people.
Why couldn't that have been Jeff Nally? That would have been awesome.
Jeff's listening. Just stop.
Jeff and eventually, listens. I guess it worked out for him. He gets to stay in Florida when Jacksonville got drafted.
Yeah, that was his plan. Was Drew's plan the whole time.
You get to watch every game, Mom.
Yeah.
You're
so
welcome.
So you don't even have to travel.
Yeah.
How about Jacksonville getting him in the second round? I was like, what?
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Simmons to the Titans.
What about the Titans?
I was like, what?
Yep.
Titans had a good draft. I did not like that at all.
831 ESPN 97.5.
I told Ballard already. I'm like, I don't like your draft.
No.
And what did he say?
What are you trying to convert everyone to every position? He goes, oh, you don't know. What he always says, oh, LDK, Lance don't know.
He doesn't go TAL when he talks to you?
He just says LDK. He didn't know. He doesn't do that.
TAL?
LDK means Lance don't know. He just says it about whoever. And I'm like, what are you just... Are you just hoarding all the linebackers? You drafted like seven linebackers. What are you doing? And they're all converts. They're all, oh, this guy's a former receiver.
This guy's a former quarterback. Wait, that's the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy's a quarterback,
lineman. Ugh. What?
Quarterback turned tackle. How often does that work?
Time to talk about.
Oh, it'll work this time.
Time to talk about Keith Tate and not Titus Howard. Keith Tate is, Tate does. You know what he does? He puts the best basketball in the world, the best basketball goal in the world on your driveway or in your backyard or wherever, okay? But here's the deal. If it is in the driveway, you want all of the accessories that he has as well. You want a three-point line? He'll stencil it. You want the lights to play at night? He'll do that. You want the net to block the ball from going in the street? He'll do that. But you got the best goal. And if you've got little kids and you want them to enjoy, they can't shoot to a 10-foot goal. They just can't. So, listen, get the backboard that lowers and raises. What I need you to do is go to produnkhoops.com and see all of this stuff. It is so, so simple. It's the best. It's the best value. It adds value to your home because it's the best goal in the world. It's not even arguable. It's produnkhoops.com, produnkhoops.com.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5, 7378037776. So is Stacy a guy's name? Or is it like Jackie? It could be it's a girl's name.
It's a guy's name.
Are you sure?
I mean, probably.
I mean, you know that there's...
Do we have a Stacy on the line?
Yeah, there's a Stacy.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's probably a guy.
How do you know that?
I've known both.
Is it like Jackie? That's just a girl's name?
No, I told you I've known guy Stacy's.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's a guy, then Daniel's up first. It's a dude? Okay.
Yeah.
Stacy's a guy, so Daniel has been waiting, so we get to him first. What do you say, Daniel?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. So, I had a question about the Rockets. I guess I'm not a true fan. I was at the grocery store most of the game.
Boo!
But I got a... I caught the last play, the last 11 seconds or so, and I feel like the no call on James Harden wasn't a big deal. Maybe on the follow through, Draymond hit the hand or whatever, but I feel like Klay Thompson fouled Chris Paul at the end there, but I feel like maybe Paul flailed a little too much. That's why he didn't get a call.
That's my concern.
But, you know, I didn't get to.
Don't sell it, because I think the officials are.
Game, so.
Yeah, no, the officials are. Yeah. No, the first half was more egregious. The second half, I think they tried to sell it, and the officials are not going to give you a sell anymore. I just don't think they're going to give them any sells. So I don't think they can sell it. I think they have to really be. I think they have to really be careful. That's the one thing we saw yesterday is they're not going to give them to you if you just try to sell them. Like when James used to, he didn't really do this as much anymore. But you know, John, when he would drive in and then he would like lift both of his hands up to shoot a layup, and the ball would go flying out, and he'd be looking for the foul. Luckily, he doesn't really do that much anymore. When he gets in the paint, he's trying to finish now. He's not trying to get a bailout foul.
He did get bailed out on one. He was trying to actually alley oop to Clint.
Yeah, but they hit
his arm.
Not a lot, but they hit his hand. Yeah. It was I can't remember.
What I don't get is how he can't hit this floater anymore. He doesn't. He's like he was 0-for-7 against Utah one game, and now he's like he can't hit it at all. What the hell is going on? Right. He hit that all year.
I know.
What the hell?
I know.
I mean, come on, James.
Give him a. I'm sorry that he scored 30 some odd points.
He scored 35. And you know what? When he was 0-for-15, he scored 22. You know what? I don't care how many points he scores. It's not about how many points he scores.
Yeah, it is.
He was 9-for-28, dude. That sucks. That sucks.
That doesn't suck.
Yes, it sucks.
No. No, it's a little less than 33%.
What?
Yeah, but you're not. Are you factoring in free throws?
No, this is from the field.
I know. Are you factoring in all those points that came in free throws?
No. He goes to the line all the time. He
had more points than shots.
That's
boom,
why.
Boom, bing.
Apparently, people just wanted him to go to the line 40 times.
Yes. That's right.
Stacy is here. It's a dude.
There you go, hating on James again.
Stacy's a dude.
What's going on, Phil?
How you doing, Stacy?
Stacy, what's up,
Stacy?
My question is for Lance. I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Yep.
And we didn't make scratch your head picks in a draft, and I wanted to add Shields.
Yep.
The middle linebacker we took in the second round, could you make me feel better about him?
Let me see. Let me pull your draft picks up here, and I will tell you.
He was from Hawaii.
Oh, that was terrible.
What?
That was absolutely one of the worst picks of the draft. And you know why you made it? So when you see this guy, he ran a 4.8. He's big, heavy, tough, physical, ran slow, like really slow. You know who drafts linebackers like that? For some unusual reason, he can't stop himself is Bill Belichick. Landon Roberts from Houston, who actually ran pretty good, but he's a big thumper. Juwan Bentley from Purdue. So when Matt Patricia drafted Tavai in the second, my first thought was, what? Tavai is a second rounder? And then I realized, oh, that's right. It's Matt Patricia from New England. This is what New England does. They draft big old bruisers at a linebacker. I just think he has to. He may have to come off the field some on third downs. He's physical, probably next to what's his name from Davis from Florida. So you got an athlete. I think they want to put a banger next to an athlete. But I didn't love that. I did like Nate Davis. I think he can come in and do a good job.
What do you think of Hockenson?
Love Hockenson.
Yeah.
Love Hockenson. I think you guys did really well with Nate Davis, with Hockenson. I did not like Tavai being drafted in the second round at all, and I don't think anyone else would have drafted him there.
I don't see Nate Davis.
Oh, no. Did y'all not get Nate Davis?
No. They got Austin Bryant. They got Will Harris.
Will Harris, gross.
Ooh, gross.
What?
Will Harris should have been a sixth or seventh, but he ran fast. Dude, they drafted like the Patriots is what they did, where they just randomly, and the Patriots drafted like a smart team. They just, I don't like your draft at all. You got Will Harris in the third, that's right.
Yeah.
So you know what he does? He runs fast. That's great.
Yeah.
He's big and runs fast, but can't cover.
Travis Omani, someone I can't pronounce.
Omani Hooker?
No. Onowani Rauyu.
Oh, the big from Penn State?
Yeah.
The Penn State corner. Yeah. Well, the good thing is he's slow.
Well, that's a positive. He may be big, but he's slow.
The guy runs fast.
This draft is a lot like a Patriot draft. It really is. Yeah. Big linebacker, long cornerback. You have a safety who they overvalue.
We also picked up an unrestricted free agent from Wisconsin. He was a guard.
Ben Shawell?
I thought the Texans should have got him.
Who, Ben Shawell probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He could actually – I think there's a chance he'll make your team, actually.
Yeah, because we lost T.J. Lang last year, so I think he actually start.
But I do love Hockenson. I think Hockenson has got a chance to be a Pro Bowler fairly quickly.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wish I could make you feel better. But, oh, so you didn't take Nate Davis. Oh, you got Will Harris. Yeah.
Never mind.
That was bad.
Sorry about that. 844 ESPN 97.
Don't worry. You just overdrafted two or three of your guys like by two rounds at least.
Yeah.
Tavai, you could have had him in the fourth. Will Harris, what are you, like a fifth?
Take him now. He's there. What? That's like Cleveland Farrell. What? He's there. He's available. Take him. Oh.
Is he going to be a champion?
He is going to be a champion.
Cleveland Farrell's going to be a champion.
He's been a multiple champion, Cleveland Farrell. Come on. He wins. That's what he do. He wins championships.
Then I guess I know what he should be.
Yep. He should have champion energy. What? Look, I need you to go to 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com, and just save. It's what everybody does. And oh, by the way, J.D. Power & Associates says best in residential care. So in service. And I guess that's something, because I've been with them for, I don't know, 8 years or so, 9 years or so, and I've never needed their service. I don't know. But if you do, I think they're obviously great at it. But I've never had any issue whatsoever. Maybe that's why they're the best in customer service, because they're always on. There's never a problem. I literally had to call them once when I moved so that they could give me electricity at my new place. That's it. And they always call me when my contract is up, tell me that there's a better rate out there for me. Who does that? They do. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. So my buddy
Zach. I don't know you. It was a clear
black night. I don't like
you're
you.
You're different. I hate you. Same thing.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Draymond James Harden after the game said he just wants a fair chance that the refs need to call the game the way it's supposed to be called. He just wants a fair chance. The refs need to call the game the way it's supposed to be called. He's specifically talking about closing out on three-pointers, feeling like he got fouled several times in those situations.
I've been fouled by James on a James three-pointer before. I ain't trying to hear that. Nah, I ain't going with that one. I'm straight. Nah, yeah.
All right, 850 ESPN 97.5. Shut up, Draymond. You know what? I don't want to hear Draymond. You don't want
to... Come out to play, yeah!
Why are you playing Warriors come out to play?
I'm talking about the Warriors.
Wait. You know what? God, I'm so pissed about that game. Play better. That's a winnable game. Shoot the freaking ball better. You shot like you did against the freaking Jazz.
I haven't shot well since, what, game two?
Game two.
And that was a game where the Warriors had two guys. Now they both played. I guess we all expected them to play, but neither Klay nor Steph had Klay or Steph games.
Well, do you agree with this? Somebody said, hey, what the hell? Why are you guys not driving on them? They got two guys with bad ankles, and you're not driving on them every play.
Yeah, I wonder how bad they were. Now, James got an and-one late off of Klay, but Steph, with five fouls, played really good defense. At least he stayed in front of him, forced James to
Right, he's
struggle.
Got five fouls and a bad ankle. I mean, you think they drive more next game? I don't know.
Probably, it's not their game. I mean, they'll take their chances, but I imagine they will continue to shoot threes. Now, if it starts off where they're not getting calls again that they feel that they should, maybe it changed their approach, or maybe the Warriors are simply healthier when Tuesday rolls around. They had a shot. It was an opportunity. Warriors coming off.
That was the game.
Played on Friday.
I think you still – I don't. That's fine. I came away from that. Warriors aren't better than the Rockets. I didn't think they were going in.
No.
I think the Rockets
are
on equal footing.
But you
got to
win that game.
You do. But you know that you just have to execute better. And that's a concern because the Rockets' execution in the fourth quarter can be a problem at times. And especially against the Warriors historically. So we'll see. And if they don't, they'll be that team that just comes up short.
They'll be the Pacers when they're facing the Heat.
Yep.
The Pacers had
Pacers against everybody.
Well, yeah, but most recently they had their run. They went against the Heat three times in a row in the playoffs and lost all three times. The last time they had home court. The Rockets had home court last year, and that team fell by the wayside. Now the Rockets are locked in with their guys, so they won't be going anywhere. But it feels like this is your shot. Don't blow it.
And that's the game you got to win. How about Boston, dude? What about Boston kicking Milwaukee's ass?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you know what was interesting?
So I guess you can flip a switch.
Boston was like plus 300 in the series. I thought, this is value for the team they have and the talent they have. Milwaukee's never been in this scenario before. Like, that's a big step up against the team that was there last year. I just thought that was actually pretty good value. As far as the game, they were a 9-point dog. Boston was a 9-point dog
at the end,
and Boston went in there, flipped that switch, and we'll see if they can continue to do it because Milwaukee's been hammering everything in their path. They've just been smashing, and all of a sudden they got a little adversity.
A lot of adversity.
They got a little adversity. They just lost home.
They're up against the wall here, but you can beat Boston. I mean,
yeah.
Here's the thing though: when they're playing, because they're talented enough. Before the season started, I thought they would be NBA. I predicted them to be this year's NBA champions. They played like crap all year. Nobody on the same page. But now, when it counts, holy crap, it's back to being that kind of team.
I mean, we talked about they muddled through that first round series. Yeah, they swept, but if you watch those games, they didn't look all that impressive, which was my issue with them. And they had a big quarter. I mean, the game, they were up by two at the half after getting out to a big lead in the Bucks hawked them down, and they exploded in the third quarter. 36-21 was that the score. And I guess you would imagine, if you're a Bucks fan, you go, look, Giannis ain't going 7-for-21 again. And that would be your hope, that was an off night for him, and he'll be the dominant force he's been in the past, and that'll change things. Like that, I mean, look at their starting backcourt combined for 9 points.
Well, Al Horford, though, maybe it's some kryptonite for him. I don't know. He outplayed him.
I don't know what they did in the regular season. I don't know if this was a one-time thing or did Al Horford always shut him down.
Well, speaking of outplaying.
That was a little unusual to see Al Horford doing that, though. I mean, I guess it's just length on length. Is that how you?
Yeah.
Because the athleticism doesn't fit. Like, it should be a blowout athleticism-wise, but that's all. Snacks ran in the room. He goes, Al Horford had this monster block on Giannis's dunk, and you ought to see he's guarding him and he's D-ing him up. And I said, okay, you have to yell at me.
Well, he is. He's excited about Al Horford. Who isn't, though?
Whoever gets
is he excited about? Oh, by the way, dominating the series, the Rockets series? Eric Gordon or Klay Thompson?
Well, one team won the game.
And who
how had, did Eric Gordon how many, end up with?
Eric Gordon had 20.
How many shots did he miss?
I don't know.
He was open late?
He was garbage in the fourth.
No, he was
trash in the fourth, missing open threes.
He's 4-for-13 for three, had a nice game.
He was 10-for-19, 27 points.
But the three-pointers that he put
10-for-19, 27 points. Klay, your hero?
He's not my hero.
He's your hero.
He's not my hero.
Klay Thompson, 5-for-13, 13 points. He's
not my hero.
Trash.
How about Golden State
going to
just...
Did Eric Gordon win the game or did he lose the game?
Yes, Eric Gordon won the game for them, for the Rockets.
Like I thought he took the ball out of bounds in the last 4 seconds. I thought he grabbed it and just jumped out of bounds.
No, he didn't grab the ball and jump out of bounds.
So let me ask you this.
Before we go, we talk about the Bucks and Celtics. The Bucks' backcourt better find a way to play. They got outscored 45-9. They're starting backcourt.
It was a beating. They're not going to win that matchup typically, but you got to be,
I know Giannis and all that type of stuff and Al Horford, but you can't get outscored 45-9.
So what did you guys so you think that's good for Golden State? I think Golden State's playing on the Rockets. When they do all the ISO stuff for KD, I mean, KD's going to be a great scorer. He's going to put up points. I actually felt like that played in the Rockets' favor when you didn't have Klay Thompson and Steph getting into a rhythm. Of course, you also it makes you lament that you didn't steal that game because you didn't have those guys in rhythm. But I think when they do all the ISO ball to KD, I think it kind of hurts Warrior ball. The way that they've been playing, moving, all that ISO stuff for Kevin Durant, we see Kevin Durant score and do the Dirk. How about his little Dirk step back with the leg up yesterday? You're not going to block it, but at the same time, I'd rather them shoot the 18-foot fall away than have Steph and Klay Thompson burying them with threes.
So they only scored 104, and three of them were because of technicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You defended.
That was a game.
And then you got screwed when matched.
Eric Gordon had 7 points in the fourth quarter, so you two stop.
How many shots?
He was the hero we needed.
How many shots did he
miss? He was the hero we all needed.
How many shots did
he miss? I don't care. No one cares about that. How many shots you take. No one cares. And he had a three-pointer late, okay?
After missing like three in a row when he was wide open.
And boom!
How many threes did he miss before that?
10 for 19, 27 points. Well, your hero, Klay Thompson, sucked.
I don't care about Klay Thompson. My hero's Justice
Winslow. No, it's Lance's hero.
It's not my hero.
I wish I could credit this person. Someone tweeted out, and I was thinking about this all through the fourth quarter until he made that 1-3. Eric Gordon is always open to shoot a shot. You think, wow, this would be a big shot for Eric Gordon, and then he misses it.
I put that.
Until he had seven points in the fourth quarter.
I think you retweeted it.
I didn't retweet it. I never heard that. I just wanted to take credit for it.
858 ESPN 97.5.
Since you liked it.
What about
pal?
Trusting people? We're you know who friends. I trust? Eric Gordon.
Yeah, so you know what? You can choose your happiness. And I want to tell you about people's trust is all about choosing happiness. You make choices every day that allow you to choose your happiness or not choose your happiness. And People's Trust wants you to be involved in some unbanking, happy unbanking, they say, because happiness is a choice. They want you to make a choice to be happy with People's Trust. You can get the Federal Credit Union rates. When you bank with People's Trust, you can enjoy better rates with exceptional service. That's what they're all about. There's tons of no-fee ATMs all over the city of Houston. You can do all your banking digitally. You don't have to go into a brick and mortar if you don't want. They have them available to you. But if you want to handle everything off their sleek, efficient app, you can do that as well. They have refinancing. Well, when you open up a new checking account, they're gonna throw $50 in your account, boom, right off the bat. Let's say you finance or refinance a car through People's Trust. All of a sudden, there's another $200 in your checking account. So you can have $250 in your checking account, actual cash, not any kind of credits, actual cash before you know it. And then if you are looking to finance a home, they've got great rates. But first-time home buyers, I want to tell you about their opportunity for you to have 100% financing. There's no 20% down or the PMI, insurance that you have to get. If you don't put 20% down, it's very, very costly. No, not at all. People's Trust allow you to get 100% financing, and that may be one of the first times I've ever seen that. Choose happiness with my friends over at People's Trust and take advantage of phenomenal rates and great customer service. ChooseHappyHouston.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.